Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Eve Harrow is a speaker. She's a veteran Israeli podcaster, and she joins us this morning. Eve, good morning. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for chatting to us today. I'm hoping that you are well.
Yeah, I'm happy to be with you. A little tired. We were woken up by a siren at 5:30 this morning, Israel time. Another missile from Yemen. Yeah, it's just...
And their timing. Their timing is very irritating, isn't it?
Always. They're really trying to exhaust us and make us tired, but they're not going to. We know this is a long battle, but we have to keep plugging away. I just don't understand what they're doing, what the sense in is what they're doing in sinking ships and shooting missiles.
Yeah, I was going to
ask. Problems.
What is that? You know, they are really.
Well, I'll tell you what
yes,
it is.
Tell me.
It's irrationality. It's irrationality, in a sense that those of us listening to your show don't understand, and we need to understand that we will never understand, that the things that drive us in our lives to be good people, to raise families, to have jobs and make the world a better place is not what motivates them. It's not what motivates them. It's the exact opposite thing. It's to wreak mayhem and kill people in the name of their false idols. And once you understand that, then you understand the need to completely rid the world of them. There are no compromises. There is no middle ground. There's nothing, because they have this insane ideology, and all we can do is protect ourselves and our children from them and make sure that the world is a safer place from them. It's a terrible realization to come to. It's so depressing, but we have no choice. We will never understand how and why they think, and now we just have to act so that they cannot take over the world.
It's so interesting you say that, because I think to some extent, to a lesser extent, many of us, many Israel supporters, many Jews around the world came to that realization on October the 8th, when we might have been the accepted and the darlings of the world that we lived in, but all of a sudden we were cast aside or cast out because of our defense of Israel. There is nothing rational about it. It is pure. It's driven by pure hate. It's a remarkable thing. And as you said, it is
by
depressing.
Pure hate. I mean, we just lived through that. It's very depressing. Look, we just lived.
Oh, Eve, can you hear us?
You know, in addition to the war that's been going on now, like 21 months, we were then had a 12-day really, you know, horrible, horrible time sitting in shelters with our children and grandchildren and not knowing what was going to happen when, and they were trying to kill tens, if not hundreds of thousands of us. And I think what was so upsetting to them is to see really the miracles that protected us, but we have to go by their intent and not by what the results were.
Then if we move on to the ceasefire deal, which is very difficult. I've been trying to process this with our listeners since we started hearing these announcements. I'm just hoping and praying there's a bigger picture, because the thought of only some of the hostages coming out, the thought of Israel removing itself, the IDF from Gaza, it just breaks my heart.
They're not going to let the hostages out because they're human shields. Are you with me?
Yes, we can hear.
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you, Eve.
I can't hear you.
Oh, it's clear on our side. Let's just try that. Eve, can you hear?
Hello, did we lose the connection?
We can hear you. All right, we're going to try and get Eve back in just one moment. We can hear her, but we are talking about the hostage deal, the ceasefire. It's a very, very difficult one to try and understand. Eve, are you there? Can we try that again? No, we are not hearing Eve. A part of the problem is, reading from a message from Ross. Ross says, part of the problem is that neutral networks reached a point where logic and neurons of your query can no longer express the data that they are evaluating. Is Eve back with us? No, she's not. Ross, I am trying to understand what you are saying. You're too smart for me. Ross says, one, manner consistent with the prompt you gave it, the language you used in the prompt, and the data set it has available. That is Ross talking about my Grok question. So, Ross, I'm going to put it straight back to you. Please message me the question I should be asking Grok with regard to this issue around anti-Semitism. Was my prompt triggering for Grok? Well, it seems as though it was. It's a very, very weird one. If that is the case, then let's then send me the prompt and let me ask it. Eve, are you back with us?
I am back.
There we go.
Can't get rid of me quite so quickly.
Which I'm pleased to hear. So let's talk about, you were talking about the ceasefire deal. You're saying it's a given that not all the hostages are coming back because they are human shields.
Yes. And look, we need to understand that if any kind of deal like this means letting thousands of terrorists out of jail. And so what we're doing, again, is knowing that other people will die in the long term in order to get the hostages out. Now, please don't misunderstand me. I have a yellow ribbon in my living room, and it's going to stay there until all of them are home. I pray for them daily.
Right.
And my children and all my friends' children who are fighting in Gaza right now, I don't have anyone, all are going in saying we need to fight the hostages. But we are losing soldiers every single day because they have to fight differently in order to not hurt the hostages.
Right.
They have to go into homes. They have to fight hand to hand. And every single time that we have some kind of deal like this, we also end up leaving areas that we had already cleansed of terrorists, and then they come back. Like a few days ago, we lost 5 soldiers in an area that Israel keeps reconquering. And then when we come back, they've put out roadside bombs, they've planted things again, and we lose soldiers. And so it's not just like they're just going to give us some of the hostages, which is something they never should have done to begin with,
of course,
taking innocent people like this, right? But we give up. We know that other people will die. And not only that, but people have now started moving back into the Western Negev. Some of the communities that were decimated on October 7th are starting to rebuild, and they are once again getting rocket fire, and they are once again living under these threats. And they can't do this anymore. We cannot leave Hamas in control of Gaza. There's an area that in the southern part of the Gaza Strip between Morag and Philadelphia that is now under control of someone who's probably not a great human being, one of the tribal leaders there. However, he's keeping his people from fighting Israel. He hates Hamas. He's ensuring that food comes in, the humanitarian aid comes in, and he has a little like safe zone that will be given up if we leave. He will be killed, because he'll be seen as a collaborator with Israel, and that entire area will revert once again to Hamas control. So this is much more complicated than the news is making it out to be. And again, it won't solve the issue. They will never give us even the bodies back. And the difference between how Israel, you know, treats and loves even our dead people, and how badly we want them to bring them to an honorable burial, and how they treat live people, not just us, but their own, is absolutely appalling. It is a completely different worldview. And this puts us in a very, very, very difficult situation. And I don't have an answer for you. I'm just happy I'm not the prime minister.
Yeah, can you imagine?
But I just want to lay it out maybe for your listeners.
Yeah,
I think it's much more multi-layered than people have been given to believe.
Eve Harrow, thank you for that. I think it is critical perspective, because we do need to hear it, and we do need to understand that it isn't just as simple as the placards and the sound bites want to make it out to be. Eve Harrow, speaker and veteran Israeli podcaster, thank you as always. Give me your thoughts, your reaction on 061-895-1019.